CEM, local.
Alpha Spanish class, KO4HKX.
It wasn't bad. I feel like I'm getting bogged down a little bit. I don't know, like I'm falling behind or just never going to grasp it. I don't know. I hope it starts coming together.
New language at our age, isn't it?
You're learning all these rules and everything else, and it's just complicated. And, man, it just seems like it's all going up over my head right now. I mean, when I read it, I can understand a lot of it, but to sit there and go through the why and the how of certain things, it just, man, it just fries my brain.
But hang in there. I'm sure you'll pick it up.
So how was your day, your hump day, or is today your Thursday?
Friday's Eve is like Ken likes to call it.
Our day. That's why I'm glad I had Monday off, because today's already Wednesday. It's like, man, I've only worked 2 days, and the week's almost over.
It's amazing how fast time is passing, isn't it?
Sometimes you try not to wish your life away, because, you know, you wish today or the weekend would hurry up and get here, but you're just wishing it all away.
For sure. I got a motorcycle here that's getting ready to get splatted if he ain't careful.
These stupid people that are that drive four-wheelers, there's a whole lot more that drive motorcycles, it seems like.
I guess I wasn't going fast enough for them. 10 over and 45.
Newspaper about somebody like that to make stupid decisions, and the thing they'll point out the most is they didn't have a helmet on.
Well, he actually had a helmet on. I was surprised. But that's about all I can say for him.
In the news, you know, they usually what you'll read the most. You know, they might have been running 120 miles an hour and wrapped the motorcycle around the tree, but, you know, they'll tell you whether they had a helmet on or not.
At 100 miles an hour,
they don't matter. Get out. My grass cut today because it was getting a little tall.
Today, you better get it cut tomorrow. You ain't going to get it cut this weekend.
Turn the weed. If you know how to cut grass and weed eat at 15 years old, it's really easy to make money. I mean, you just go to people's houses and offer to cut their grass. Most people let you use their own equipment. You know, they just don't want to do it. Charging easy, you know, $40 or $20 or whatever, it makes money off of it. Weed eat, because I hate doing it. Take care of a yard.
I agree with you. I don't care much for it either. That's why I can cut and mow, or mow and weed eat my yard in about less than 30 minutes.
Good shoot. I'm going to have to figure out what to do with my John Deere with that broken, deck mount. I don't know if I want to invest the money in buying another deck or try to find somebody that can weld it together.
For ULP, you said you have mower deck needs welding?
Here, you know, there's two, you know, you got your front bracket and then there's two brackets in the rear that attach to the little floating rods or whatever they are, and that mount basically rusted through on the deck and doesn't hold it up anymore, so. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do about it without spending, you know, hundreds of dollars on a new deck.
And if you don't mind, I do a little bit of welding if you want to send me an email. I think my email is on yours then. Your Ford uniform, Lima Papa.
I can send him your contact information.
Work too.
I'll probably forget it by the time I get home. I offered to buy my son's welding machine, a little cheap one from Harbor Freight or something. I was like, if you'll just try it, I'll be willing to buy the equipment.
For you.
We're all right until my wife saw how much, you know, even a Harbor Freight little cheapy welder was.
Imagine how much you can use that for after it's there. You'll find uses for it.
I can vouch for that. I got mine off of Amazon. It's a little cheap one, but it'll do stick and flux core, and it's cheaper than the Harbor Freight one. It does really well.
On Amazon, you know, right at $100 or so. I mean, the reviews are decent. They're not great. You know, they're not a full welding machine, but they still do the job.
The thing about welding is, at least what I've learned, is you can spend $100 for a machine, and then you're talking at least another $200 to get all the equipment you need, like your hood, your gloves, your mask, your wire, and stuff like that.
Get in it once you get all the equipment done, so that's why I had never done it yet, so right now I'm just limping the lawnmower along, not figure out what to do.
I'll send you my information. I mean, I don't, not supposed to advertise on the radio. I'm sorry if I'm coming across that way, but I don't care if, you know, it's for money or not. I like to learn to weld and stuff like that.
Ain't nothing offering to help somebody out. If they give you money for it, that's great.
The projects and I'm working on right now on the workbench, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. And seven threes, and this is Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Napa Pond. I'll be clear.
3-3-KO-4-CF.
Alexander. Have a good day. KO4HKX.
This weekend, Patrick.
Again.
Yeah. Last weekend wasn't bad.
For HKX. No, but I had stuff lined up this weekend. I was going to try to get started on the property. Had the machine lined up, rent it, and now it's dead in the water.
Equipment like that, can you cancel the order, or do you have to just, like, move it to a date where you feel like you can do it and they won't let you get your money back? How does that work, KO4CEO?
I was renting it from one of my customers, so it's just a matter of rescheduling everything. Doesn't cost me any different, just a headache.
Were you going to pick it up, take it down there, or was he going to drop it off?
Take it, haul it up there.
So you just gonna clear more area out? What was you planning on doing?
And I bought so we could get started getting the road and the house place put in.
Kind of pushing along a little bit now, ain't you?
Do, but every time we've been trying since the first of the year, and every time it rains.
Well, on the weekend, I'm gonna blame you because it's gonna be. You got something you want to do on your property.
My luck.
Before long, I mean, you know, it won't rain all the time. There'll be some decent weekends. It sucks when you got plans already made.
Well, eventually, the guy helping me will run out of time to do it. He'll move on to something else. And can't blame him for that.
Can't blame him.
Gonna be around for a little bit.
I'll try to get to my exit, and then I'll be home, you know, not shortly after that.
I just getting ready to make the vehicle switch. I backed in. I just got to carry everything over.
You can go ahead. Take time. If anything, I'm turning the radio on once I get in the house.
KO4HK. Clear for now. 7-3. I'll talk to you in a few.
KO4C. I'll be clear. 7-3.